Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Sibonge u-Ivan Zizininga ngokusiphathela indaba ngolimi lesiShona. Ngiyalemukela ngenjabulo ku-Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 3 kaNhlolanja 2023. Igama nguGaino Gumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namhla.
Intalazo ezazitholwa zivele ePhalamente ezaphuma ku-President zazikhangela landela umthetho. So namhla size lapha ukuzomnika ukuthi thina yikho lokho esikuboneleyo, yikho lokho esikucabangayo, silandela umthetho wethu eZimbabwe.
Abekhomishini yebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC namhla bethulele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ugwalo osoluguqulwe kancane lokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela olwe-delimitation report.
Ye kwaba lama disruptions abanye engawe COVID, kwaba lama challenges leli esilawo, izikolo kazila mabhuku, izikolo kazila babalisi kuhle, izikolo kazila access to internet.
Uhlangothi oluqondisa ezemhloliso elizweni olwe Zimbabwe School Examinations Council, ZEMSEC, lubike ukuba impumela yemhloliso elotshwe enyakenye ordinary level isikhona. Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki silomculo odabuka enkayi osesebenzela esebhilithane uPhilani Mabuza ohamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Pitso. Zonke lezi indaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Abekhomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC lamhla bethulele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ugwalo osoluguqulwe kancane lokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela olwe-delimitation report. AbeZEC bathi bengeze imbono abayithole edale lePhalamende kanye lekamongameli. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
AbeZEC bathi balethemba lokuba ugwalo oluveza imingcele abalunikeze umongameli Mnangagwa lamhla kuyilo oluzasetshenziswa kukhetho lwalonyaka, besithi benze umsebenzi wabo ngobuciko obukhulu belandela okuthiwo isisekelo sombuso. Bathi lolu gwalo luzokwenza kube lokuguqulwa kweminye imingcele ma uqathaniswa lalolo ababelwethule ekuqaleni. Umgcinisihlalo weZEC uJustice Priscilla Chigumba ulandisa kabanzi ngabakwenzileyo lamhla.
We as the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission have been mandated to conduct all electoral processes in Zimbabwe, and I would like to be assured
we do not inketho zonke elizweni. Ngithanda ukwazisa uZulu ukuthi lokho asikwenzi ngoba sifuna ukujabulisa
electoral processes in order to benefit our country Zimbabwe.
Umsekeli womphathintambo weZEC uCommissioner Rodney Simukayikiwa ulandisa ngabakuthola kuvelela edale lePhalamende.
Intalazo esazithola zivele ePhalamende ezaphuma kuPresident sasikhangela landela umthetho. So namhla size lapha ukuzomnika ukuthi thina yikho lokho esikuboneleyo, yikho lokho esikucabangayo, silandela umthetho wethu weZimbabwe.
Ukiwa uthi balethemba lokuba uzokulwemukela umongameli lolugwalo.
Kuxabana singaxabana, asibonisane ukuthi singaya phambili njani. Ngingakhulu ukuthi khona dina abantu beZimbabwe sibanye xa sisikhuluma ngendaba yokuthi kumele kube lokuthula lapha eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Bekezela Gumbo, ingcwethi yecubungula ezombusazwe, uthi luqakathekile kakhulu lolugwalo kwezokuqhutshwa kokhetho. Ngakho bekumele lwenziwe ngonanzelelo hatshi ukulujaha.
Indaba le-delimitation belimazina ku-political science emasikhangela indaba zokuvota lokungena embusweni. Sikhangela kakhulu ukuthi ngubani olamandla okudetermina ukuthi mbani ovotayo mbani wavotile. Nalowo ngumuntu olamandla okuwina.
okuzizelelwe isikhulumeli senhlanganiso ebona ngezokusabalaliswa kwemibiko phezu kwemisebenzi yedale lephalamende kuZulu eye Veritas Zimbabwe, umnumzana Valentine Maponga.
As Veritas, we strongly believe that the
Zinanzenge Veritas sibona ingani sebeqhosana lesikhathi ekwenzeni umsebenzi wabo
with a very tight deadline.
Abezeki bethulele umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa i-preliminary delimitation report mhlaka 26 Mpalakazi, njengalokho okuchiwo isisekelo sombuso ukuthi nguye omele ayithole kuqala anduba isiwe edale lephalamende ukuyahlaziywa mhlaka 6 Zibandlela. Kulapho olwethulelwe idale lephalamende lona elibumbe ikomiti yamalunga alichumi lantathu abamabandla amathathu kanye loyedwa ozimeleyo elalizokhokhelwa ngumnumzana Popurayido Garepi, uchief whip weZANU-PF, ukukhangelisisa le preliminary delimitation report eyethulelwa ingatsha zombili ezibumba idale le komiti. Yasisiya kwethula eyayo i-report edale lephalamende mhlaka 13 Zibandlela, kwakhulunywa ngayo mhlaka 17 lo 18 ngoZibandlela khona edale. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Uhlangothi oluqondisa ezemhloliso elizweni olweZimbabwe School Examinations Council ZEMSEC lubike ukuba impumela emhloliso elotshwe enyakenye e-ordinary level isikhona. Isipha umbiko enkundleni zokuxhumana iZimsec ithe abafisa ukubona impumela yalimhloliso balakho ukuyithola ekhasini labo lebulenjini kukheli ethi zimsec.co.zw kusukela namhla. Kuthi abangenelisiyo bengahamba lapho abalobela khona imhloliso ama-exam centers bayethatha ama-results abo ngomvulo. Kubikwa kulabo abalobayo kuphumelele isilinganiso esifika phose amathumi amathathu ekhulwini 28.96% kuphela. Okutsho ukuba lesi silinganiso sikhuphuke ngesiphose sifike kokuthathu ekhulwini 2.62% nxa kuqathaniswa lempumela yanyakenye. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele umnumzana Ben Moyo, unobhala obona ngezemfundo kunhlanganiso yezakhamizi yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Ama-results e-O-level sanduwathola nje aphuma namhlanje. Sitshela ukuthi kule percentage pass rate e-2.6 edlula e-previous year ka-2021. I-28.96% yo i-pass rate ye-ZIMSEC e-O-level.
Ngiyazi ukuthi lisayihlolisisa impumela le eyama-O-levels e-ZIMSEC Moyo, kodwa liwabona njani?
Ngasithokozisi. Imbangela yangikhona sibone ngani last year kwaba lama-disruptions abanye engawe-COVID, kwaba lama-challenges beli esilawo, izikolo kazila mabhuku, izikolo kazila babalisi kuhle, izikolo kazila access to internet, izikolo zile disruption ye-electricity.
Nxa siqathanisa imihloliso ye-ZIMSEC le-Cambridge, singathi impumela engconywana yiphi?
Uma siqathanisa labantu abayenza i-Cambridge, i-Cambridge ingani yenza kuhle kule ZIMSEC, ngenxa yokuthi i-Cambridge gayenzi njengeZIMSEC. IZIMSEC kupha umzekeliso ku-mathematics bathi khona there's only one syllabus for all candidates. I-Cambridge iyafaka i-syllabus for faster students. So uhulumende engayenza i-syllabus ihambelane leZIMSEC, le-Cambridge ivumele abantwana bebhale i-syllabus ebalingileyo bona ngokwabo. Siloku sacubungula ama-results akoBulawayo ukuthi aqathaniseka njani nama-results akwezinye izifundi.
Umnumzana Ben Moyo unobhala obona ngezemfundo kunhlanganiso yezakhamizi eBulawayo Progressive Residents Association esixoxelaye ekoBulawayo. Okwamanje sizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weleMelika.
Esikhathini esisanda ukwedlula, ilizwe le-Ukraine lalilima ukudla kokuthengisela amanye amazwe. Lalingelesihlanu emazweni alima ingqoloyi eningi emhlabeni, njalo lingelesibili ekulimeni i-sunflower. Ukuhlaselwa kwe-Ukraine ngele-Russia ngenyanga kaNhlolanja ngomnyaka odluleyo kwaguqula konke lokhu. Amabutho e-Russia ahlasela ngabomu inhlelo ze-Ukraine ezokudla kanye lezemota lemikhumbi yokuthwala impahla. iRussia yabomba njalo yatshisa izilimo, yafaka omaqophula emasimini, yavimba imikhumbi ethwala ingqoloyi ye-Ukraine ukuthi isuke elwandle lwe-Black Sea, njalo yadiliza iziphala zomombu. Ngalokho, yavimbela izilimo ze-Ukraine ukuthi zifinyelele emkambo esemhlabeni yonke, kwasala abathenga kubo, abathembekileyo, kanye lenhlanganiso eziphathisayo zingelakudla kokuthwalela kwamanye amazwe. Lokhu kwabangela ukuhlupheka ngamandla kwezigaba ezazithembele kunhlelo zokwabelwa ukudla ukuze zingalambi. Kungalokho inhlanganiso ye-US Agency for International Development, i-USAID, ngoNtulikazi ngomnyaka odluleyo, yasungula uhlelo lokuthuthukisa ezokulima e-Ukraine olwe-Agriculture Resilience Initiative Ukraine, olwazakala ngokuthi yi-Agri-Ukraine. Ngeyokuphathisa abalimi balelo lizwe ukuthi benelise ukuqeda ingxaki eziningi ekulimeni, ekugcineni lekuthwaleni ukudla e-Ukraine. Ukuphumelela kwabo kungenqabela indlala emhlabeni ekhwezelwa yimpi ye-Russia ese-Ukraine. Ekugcineni, i-Afri-Ukraine iza kuba mqoka ekusekeleni ihlelo ze-Ukraine ezokuthengisela amanye amazwe lezokulima, lanxa kuza kuba lukhuni ukuthi ziphumelele kunyanga kanye leminyaka elandelayo ngenxa yokuhlaselwa yilizwe le-Russia. Ngenyanga edluleyo ekazibandlela, i-USAID kanye lenkampani ehiqiza imithi e-Bayer Pharmaceutical and Biotechnology Company lwethula umbiko othi sebenikeze uncedo olutsha olubalisa inhlanyelo yembhida ezasiza abantu makhaza labalimi be-Ukraine abazenkulungwane ezingamatshumi amabili lanhlanu, i-25,000. Inkampani ye-Bayer yayinikeze uncedo lwenhlanyelo yomombo edlula amasaka azinkulungwane ezingamatshumi amane, 40,000. Lokhu kwathuthukisa ubudlelwano be-USAID le-Bayer, njalo kwakhuphula indlela abalimi abafinyelela ngayo inhlanyelo yomumbu besebenzisa imali edlula izigidi ezingamatshumi amathathu zamadola, $34.9 million, eyokuphathisa inkampani ehiqiza inhlanyelo e-Ukraine. Yaphathisa njalo ngemali yokuthenga imitshina yokukhupha omaqophula ukwenzela ukuthi abalimi besebenze bephephile, iphathisana nehlelo ezifanayo ezikahulumende weMelika. I-Agri-Ukraine ijonge ukukhuphula indlela abalimi be-Ukraine abafinyelela ngayo impahla zokulimisa ezifana lenhlanyelo, imvundiso, imitshina lemithi yokuvikela izilimo. Iphathisa ukuthi inhlelo ze-Ukraine zokuthwalela impahla phandle kwelizwe zisebenze ngcono, ikakhulu ezezilimo, ezokukhuphula indlela abalimi abafinyelela ngayo imali, njalo iyaqhelisa inhlelo zamabhizimusi e-Ukraine ukwenzela ukuthi enelise ukuwomisa, ukugcina kwesikhatshana kanye lokulungiselela izilimo ukuthi zithengiselwe amanye amazwe. Ilizwe leMelika limelele Ukraine, njalo lihlezi lizimisele ukusekela ilizwe labantu balo ngesikhathi sokuhlaselwa ngeRussia empini engalasizathu esiqinileyo.
Lapho ke belilalele udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weLeMelika.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso, sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sichumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe, lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America e-Washington DC. athobelene amaqembu omdlalo kakhilikithi athi eleZimbabwe kanye lele West Indies wona azadibana kumdlalo emibili ehlobo lwe-test ezaqhutshelwa edolobheni lakobulawayo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Ukapteni weqembu leZimbabwe uCraig Evans uthi iqembu leZimbabwe lilabadlali abambalwa abangekhoyo ngoba belimele, kodwa ulithemba elokuba laba ababizwe ukuba bebe yingxenye yeqembu bazadlala kuhle.
Kusobala ukuba iqembu lethu liyaqhuba ngoba silabadlali abalimeleyo, kodwa ngokubona kwami abadlali ababizwe ukuzothatha indawo yabo batshengisa ikhono labo kumncintiswano edlalwa lapha ekhaya ebalisa oelocken cup. Silungiselele kakuhle kakhulu kuvike edluleyo, okukuthi wonke nje umdlali ulinde umdlalo ngamehlo abomvu.
Ocubungula umdlalo kakhilikithi uPraise Dumidlakama uthi yena ukapteni u-Evine nguye okumele aliphakamise iqembu leZimbabwe ngoba ligcwele ngabadlali abasacathulayo.
Sesikukhalile ukuthi batshengisele i-improvement abeke bayitshengisa emdlalweni yama-short format ama-ODIs nama-T20 ukuthi yikho abaza kuyenza sebedlala umdlalo we-test cricket. Osesikubonde ukuthi abadlali abazabe bedlala ku-series lay abana experience, lokho sokuzatsho ukuthi umthwalo usuza kuba ku-Craig Evine lo-Gary Panasuk. Yibo-ke abaleminyaka eminingi bedlala umdlalo we-test cricket ukuthi yibo osekuzamele bethathele lithuba lokuthi bakhokhelele. Bengehluleka kuzakuba nzima uqembu lama-Chevrons.
Abadlali abathenjiwe abangasoze babe yingxenye yeqembu lesizwe kwimidlalo le eqala kusasa ngomgqibelo ngababalisa uSkander Raza kanye lo-Ryan Bell. U-Evan uqhubekele phambili wakhuthaza abalandeli bomdlalo kakhilikithi edolobheni lakobulawayo ukuba babuye ngobuningi babo bezoxhasa iqembu le-Chevrons.
Sithole usekelo olukhulu kabi ngesikhathi sidlala esikhodlweni iHarare. Kusizo sami ukuba isimo somkhathi sibe ngesihle ukuze abalandeli babuye ngobuningi babo. Ngiyakuthakazelela ukudlala kobulawayo, njalo nabalandeli bengabe bengabaningi njengalokho esikubona esigodlweni, kodwa labo bayasikhuthaza kakhulu.
Iqembu leZimbabwe lele West Indies azadibana kumidlalo emibili yohlobo lwe-test, njalo wokuqala uqala ngomgqibelo enkundleni ye-Queen's Sports Club, njalo ukhangelelwe ukufika emaphethelweni ngolwesithathu mhla ziyi-9 kunyanga kaNhlolanja. Umdlalo wesibili wona uhlelwe ukuqala ngeSonto mhla zili-12 usiyafika komlindi uyacina ngolwesine mhla zili-16. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Iyanda inkuthazo yokuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engasayina i-Private Voluntary Organization Amendment Bill ukuze ibe ngumthetho ogcweleyo kulandela ukupasiswa kwayo lidale le-Senate ngolwesibili. Abalwela amalungelo oluntu bathi lumthetho mubi kakhulu, njalo bathi upha uhulumende amandla okuvala lokuhlukuluza inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. Bathi njalo ezinye inhlanganiso ezilakho ukuthintwa kubi ngumthetho lo zikoqela eziphathisa uZulu weZimbabwe odubekayo lezilwela amalungelo. Uhulumende wazise ngeviki edluleyo ukuthi uvale inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezingamakhulu phose amathathu 291 ezehluleke ukubhalisa kutsha zilandela lumthetho. Abanye bathi uMnangagwa kumele ekele ukusayina lumthetho ngoba uletha udubo elizweni. Umphathi ntambo wezemthetho uMnumzana Ziyambi Ziyambi lo mongameli Mnangagwa bathi umthetho lomuhle ngoba uqondiswe kunhlanganiso ezisebenza lezitha zeZimbabwe. Sixoxele isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Ibhethu likaZulu uMnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo.
Ukuthi umthetho omubi akunamuntu okudawudayo lokho, kodwa ukuthi sengathi engawusayini vele kuyibo abawulethayo. Ngibona ngazathi siyabe sizikhohlisa. Obaba laba ngabafuna ukuthi besebenze bengakungabi nomuntu obamonithayo, begange ingabi nomuntu obasolayo. So yonke imithetho kunzima ukuthi expect ukuthi imithetho eminingi bahlala bengayisayinanga. Imithetho eminingi yonke bazayisayina ngoba amalungelo oluntu, ama-organization odekhangela i-promotion deprotection yamalungelo oluntu bafuna ukuwavala. So yiso isizathu esingameza kube nzima ukuthi engawusayini lowo mthetho ngoba abafuni ukuba accountable.
Umongameli Mnangagwa labanye bakhe kuhulumende lakuZanu PF bathi lanxa nje likhalakhala ngalomthetho akula kubuyela muva ngoba bazama ukwenqabela inhlanganiso abathi zigangile esebenza zizimele ezilakho ukungenela kumsebenzi yokuletha ukungahlalisekeli izweni.
Akunanhlanganiso egange njengeyabo. Uma ukhuluma ngokukhanga imhlanganiso edayile yaqeda abantu elokhu ihlukumeza abantu esiqede lelizwe yabo kwavala nje ukuthi kungabi la ma-voices akhuluma ngokuganga kwabo. Yiso isizathu sokuthi befake lowo mthetho, hathi ukuthi kuthiwe kule nhlanganiso ezidayileyo.
Phezu komthetho omutsha lo elithi uncindezela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, kulo mthetho obunjwayo inguquko elethwayo kumthetho wezokhetho okuyinguquko esolwa ngabaningi njalo abathi kayeneli, kuzoba lo mthetho osowafakwayo osebenzayo owemopa owathatha isikhundla sephosa. Sesibonile abebandla le-TCCC abaningi bebotshwa phansi kwalumthetho. Uhulumende kaMnangagwa siyazi utshona ezitshaya isifuba ngokuthi ubusa ngcono kulo uhulumende kaMgabe. Yebo kunjalo.
OkaMgabe kulo mahluko lo US, lo US beyaphesepthini bonke ubuzi bukaMgabe laba babuphesepta. Hayi lo US lowo akunanto etintileyo isiya ebuhleni, kusuke kubili kunjengokusuka epanini siyezikwa ngalo mbuso ka-Emerson nabafana bakhe.
Akhona amazwi ongathanda ukuwafikisa kuye uMongameli Mnangagwa phezu komthetho we-PVO bill lo owenhlanganiso ezizimele?
Hayi vele okuliqiniso ukuthi umthetho lowo bangaze bewusayine akutho ukuthi ilizwe lethu lizathuthuka. Bona kuphela bavumele ukuthi kuthiwe njengoba iVita walele ukuthi kube le-democracy, abavumele abantu bethu abakusolayo lapha abakwanisa ukuthi beqondise khona beqondise. Kodwa lokhu ukuthi bayancindezela wonke ama-voices akhuluma abangakuthandiyo, akhuluma ngobuka wabenzayo, kusoze kwancedisa ilizwe.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo ngwenhlanganiso ye-Ibhethu likaZulu elimuzwe exoxa lapho lo Ntungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7.
Ichi Woza Woza Friday my darling. Woza Friday umsebenzi ubokile.
Uhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki silomculi yodabuka enkayi osebenzela eseBilithane uPhilani Mabuza ohamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Pitso. Yena ucula umdumo wabontanga owamapiano. Asizwene ixoxa nomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Spanda.
Kukanganane, kukange pikakantani, suka lopo so mlumi yoni, wosa peke velu bisa bakani, chenika zonya la bakani, kukange vise kantama, kumani woku moti swapani, nata komendo ma kieluani, wosa peke yamita la makani, kukango shizu kantama, kukulu kukango shaka, yeso subu vele pugisa pani, ma mpona wena mponisa pani.
Kante kanagachan,
uPhilane usuke kweleZimbabwe esiyafunda eBilithane lokuyaziphandela inhlala kahle. Pho ke na udabuka ngapi ekhaya?
Ngike ngahlala enkayi for some time and then ngahlala futhi ePlumtree for a bit of time. Ngasengihlala eSouth Africa because I got my uncle's family there as well. Esikolo ngafunda eMathechaneni. It's called the primary school ngafunda eMathechaneni. And then the secondary school I went to Ngai high for like form 1 and form 2 and then Ngaya Embakwe at lunch form 3 and form 4 before doing my A levels St. Bernard.
Upitso uqale ukucula esikoleni, icula kukwaya ezikolo zonke apho nekuzo. Waze wakhula waqala ukucindezela umculo wakhe.
Sasey boys encane vele, I was young, yabona ngicula in the choir at church. I was leading a group okwakuthiwa imbube group. Sasibiza ngokuthi i-Backstreet Boys. And I went over ngabona uMangesto eSouthampton. So saqala ukusifana noMangesto. That's when we got the album yokuqala uBamba. 2010. Now I'm kind of I've moved. I've done hip hop and trap music as well. But at the moment, I'm a piano. Godfather, I love the way he was putting my sound into everything, into other guys as well, Abu Mandoza, DJ Cleo, Briggs, Bonke nje, ikwaito nje yonke leya, music wabo Freddie Kwala. We used to listen to that and I was like getting inspired by all those musicians, which are, you know, I can do something as well. I'll kind of mix things, me, you know, I'll and listen to everything and pick up things.
Kala banye sei pagi. Ya. Hamba tina na bapagi. Yo. Sigile no mabe bapagi. Akito bona sebo kanyi. Kala banye sei pagi.
Upito utuba kakhulu bonke abalandelayo ukuthenga umculo wakhe abuye abonge lasebenze labo ekuphekeni lo mculo
then ngizalo ubonga ama G-Tank spane lawo kule game mangiesto buya uyumdu uleno mdu imbizo ezamadoda u Mr Nice Talent uSpongi then and then lezinye nje yabona yeah, over Donald emunye into engithanda ukuyibonga kakhulu ama promoters la yakhumbula especially wena chisa ngomfaka ku gig le Elite la performa khona yabona la ma big guns yabona o big Nas o Pujo labo o Skeeter yeah so I appreciate things like that
uphilane ngomunye wabaculi beZimbabwe asebephumelele kwezomculo kukanti umunye besikwethela ukuhlelo waza oza Friday libe nempela sonto elijukela igama lamu Ezra Jesus Banda
khala banye seyiphaki hamba tina nabaphaki sigile noma bebaphaki asiyithe bona sebukayi khala banye seyiphaki hamba tina nabaphaki sigile ntumba zona sigile
Siyabonga Ezra Chisa Sibanda loPito. Si ku live talk namhlanje sikhangela udaba logwalo osoluguqulwe kancane ngokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela Old Delimitation Report. Singakehlukani isihloko sikhangele inhloko zendaba zanamhla. Abekomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC namhla bethulele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ugwalo osoluguqulwe kancane lokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela Old Delimitation Report. Uhlangothi oluqondisa ezemhloliso elizweni lwezimsec lubike ukuba impumela yemhloliso elotshwe enyakenye e-ordinary level isikhona. Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki besilomculo odabuka enkayi osebenzela esebhilithane uPhilane Mabuza Pitso. Sesilugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo yimi uGaino Gumede ngisitha sidibaneni njalo kusasa ngesikhathi esifanayo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka.